with psychiatrist Scott Holtzman. His new book is called The Secrets of Happily Married Men. And instead of telling men to get in touch with their emotions, he tells them to treat their marriages like a job and their wives like a client. Scott, do you really tell this to your patients?
Well, it's interesting because when women hear that advice, they immediately cringe and go, oh, no, that's not the way to make marriages work. But when I tell that to men, they get it. They recognize that what they've been told over the years has been, you know, get in touch with your emotions, be more like a woman. But what's worked for them in other aspects of their lives, applying good strategies to getting the job done, if they know that they can use that same go-get-em attitude at home in their marriage, they feel empowered and not useless.
Give us some examples of how you might do that. Let's say someone is going to approach their marriage as they would a job and their wife as a client. What would they do?
What I suggest to men is they make a job description, and that job description might include things like honor, love, and cherish, or it might include treat her special. Then when you've got a list of what your job descriptions are, you know whether you're on track or not.
So you're saying that in a male mind, having it in that form as sort of a to-do list registers more than someone just saying, be nice to your wife.
Exactly. When men hear, be nice to my wife, they say, but I am being nice. I don't understand what you mean by that. So I ask men to objectify it a little bit. And remember, men will walk around with their Palm Pilots, or they'll have their Blackberries. I mean, they've got lots of things to remind them of all the tasks they have to do during the day. And I say, use those same skills and apply them to your marriage.
But doesn't it denigrate a marriage a little bit to think of it as, you know, a list of tasks?
Is that how you're feeling, Robin?
Shall I recline here on my chair and we can talk more?
You know, what denigrates marriage is the feeling that you just can't get anything right. And to get home day after day as a husband and get the message from your wife that you're just not meeting my standards. And unfortunately, statistics show that women are much more likely to lodge complaints about the relationship, and they keep trying to communicate to men through emotion-based language. I think what's a real shame is that so many marriages fall apart because men feel incompetent.
How much do you think that these behaviors are learned, you know, and reinforced by society, and how much is hardwired from the caveman times?
There are clear and distinct differences in the brain. And you see some of those differences from the very first day of life. For instance, a girl will be more prone to make eye contact, whereas a boy may be just as equally attracted to a geometric object as he is a face. But there are also social influences that play a role, particularly when it comes to boys being able to express their emotion. Boys are being told, get out there and don't cry, shake it off, keep moving. One of the things that I say in the therapy that I do is, at this point, it doesn't much matter why it is that you may not be able to access your emotion as well as your wife. The bottom line is, we can still make this relationship great, even though you may not turn into Alan Alda.
Another thing that you recommend that men do is collect data on their wives, observe them, and take notes?
Well, why not? When we feel overwhelmed, the part of our brain, the thinking part of our brain, the cortex, starts to shut down. And the amygdala, the reptile part of our brain, starts to kick in. So what I think both men and women need to get away from, that fundamental feeling of anger and frustration that gets in the way of making a relationship good. And one of the ways to do that is by gathering information and knowledge.
I'm still thinking about the fact that we have a reptile part of our brain. The amygdala?
Well, the amygdala and what's called the limbic system is very primitive, and it's the part of your brain that is geared so that you can recognize trouble and get out as soon as possible. The problem is, when that part of the brain kicks in, the frontal lobes, or the thinking part of the brain, shuts down, and you can't solve problems. So one of the chapters in the book is on how to deal with conflict and how to use your relaxation skills and your thinking skills to get out of those conflict moments and come back to the thinking part of your brain and resolve problems.
Scott Holtzman is a psychiatrist and author of the book, The Secrets of Happily Married Men. Stay with us, much more ahead here and now.